Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a crude prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. So hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode one of Motherhood in Hollywood. I'm Heather Brooker, and I'm the host of this big bad show. I am an actress who occasionally gets to be on TV shows and in movies, but more importantly, I'm a mom to a very active and very opinionated two-year-old, and we have a lot of fun because I get to be a stay-at-home mom with her and go to auditions and go to workshops and take classes whenever I get a chance to do that, and it's a lot of fun. But I have learned a lot in the past couple of years since my daughter was born about myself, about my friends, about what it takes to be a mom and what it doesn't take to be a mom. And more importantly, I've met a ton of amazing people since I started this acting career. I used to be a hard news reporter. I worked for several television markets in the Midwest, and I covered things like murders and the police beat. I was on the education beat at one station for a little while. And a lot of people don't realize, but when you work in news, it can really start to wear on your soul after a while. People who've been doing it for decades can get a little jaded, get a little hardened, almost because you have to. You have to separate yourself a little bit from the people in your story so you can remain unbiased. And over time, I found that I was having a really hard time separating myself from some of the heartbreaking stories or hard-hitting stories that I was having to tell as a news reporter. I found that I always just wanted to crack a joke and make somebody laugh or find a way to make my cameraman laugh and people in the newsroom. That, to me, was more fulfilling at one point than talking about the latest murder or fire around the corner. So after a lot of discussions with my husband, Chris, I decided to leave the news business as a reporter and start pursuing my dreams from way back in like middle school and high school of being an actress. And the minute I made that change, it was like a huge weight had been lifted off my shoulders. I found so much joy in being on stage and performing, and I loved auditioning for a new part. It meant I got to play somebody different, even if it's just for a few minutes. I still love auditioning. I still love it when I get that call from my agent or manager saying, "You've got an audition and you're going to be playing a cop. You're going to go play a lawyer. You're going to go play a wacky neighbor." It's really a big thrill for me to get to be able to do that. So I did that for several years before, my husband and I decided to start having kids, and wow, I thought I had life down pretty well. I was pretty confident in myself and my abilities. And then all of a sudden this gorgeous, wonderful, funny, needy, sometimes smelly little girl came into my life, and I have never looked back. She's amazing. I can't even remember what my life was like before her. That doesn't mean every day is roses and sunshine, and any parent who tells you that is full of a big bag of dicks and lying through their teeth. Not every day is roses and sunshine. In fact, most days, especially with a toddler, are not. But when it is lovely and she's just like got that smile on her face that goes on for days, man, it is the best feeling in the world. And this is coming from a person who straight up used to hate kids. I would tell people, "Ew, no, I'm never having kids. They're the grossest things ever. They're loud, they're noisy. They interrupt my peace and quiet, you know, when I'm at my restaurant trying to eat pizza with my husband or whatever." You know what? Get over yourself, old me. I can tell myself that, right? But definitely having Channing, that's my daughter's name, Channing. Definitely having Channing has changed my perspective on life, on parents, parenting, My own mother, oh geez, I don't even know how she did it as a single mom raising such an amazing daughter like myself. Humble. And so yeah, that's it in a nutshell. I have this crazy, exciting dream, and yet I get to balance that out with this fun and crazy life of being a mom and trying to keep my toddler entertained and from having a meltdown in the middle of the grocery store when I just need to go and get paper towels. That happened this week. Yeah, this is it. This is my creative outlet as a mom, a stay-at-home mom with a part-time acting habit. And I hope you'll stay with me for the journey, because I've got some really amazing friends lined up who have really great stories to tell. Some of them are moms. Some of them are not moms. They're just really cool people that I know. Some of them are in the industry. Some of them you may have heard of. Some of them you may not. And that's okay. I think the bottom line I want to get across is that we're all unique people. We all have great stories to tell. It's that reporter in me that's coming back to life. Whenever the idea of this podcast came up, I still want to be able to tell great stories, but I want to do it on my terms, and I want to make them fun and funny and be interesting. And hopefully, if you're listening along at home, you're getting something out of it too. And if not, go fuck yourself. No, I'm just kidding. No need to do that. No need to be so harsh, but you should know that I am harsh. Sometimes I have a very, sassy and brassy, I guess is a nice way to say it, sense of humor. So I hope you will embrace that and brace for that if you subscribe to the show. It's going to be a lot of fun, I promise. Now that the little bit of introduction to me and who I am is all finished, I want to tell you guys where you can find Motherhood in Hollywood. We're on the World Wide Web at motherhoodinhollywood.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at MIH Podcast, all one word, MIH Podcast. I'll have lots of tweets about the show, but also tweets about fun things that I'm thinking about at the moment or whatever I'm interested in or what my guests might be involved in. You can also go and like my Facebook page. That is Motherhood in Hollywood Podcast, if you'll do a search for that page. Also on Pinterest and Tumblr. Got to have all the social media networks covered. I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it. Go big or go home. Am I right, kids? That's right. Twitter, Facebook, World Wide Web, Pinterest, all of that stuff. Just look up Motherhood in Hollywood. And one other really exciting thing I'm doing for the first couple of months that the show is going to be on iTunes is we're doing a special giveaway. For those of you who go on iTunes, subscribe to the show, rate it, review it, tell me what you think, good or bad, it doesn't matter. Just give me a rating and so that I know you're listening and I can get a little bit of feedback on my show. I want to hear if you like it. Is there something you want me to talk more about? Is there something you want me to talk less about? If you want to see bigger stars, go listen to the Marc Maron, to the Marc Maron podcast or one of the other bajillion podcasts. From comedians who are in Hollywood. That's not this show. This show is fun people, real people. Occasionally there will be some actors that I know who are well-known actors and celebs. But this is a show about real people with dreams who are trying to balance their lives as parents and make it in Hollywood. If you go on iTunes, subscribe to the show, leave me a rating or review. I'm going to do a drawing on September 15th. That is the last day you can leave a rating or review on the show and be eligible for the prize. Please continue to rate and review after that, though. There will be more prizes to be had down the road. But I'm going to be giving away the Honest Company Bath Time Bundle. It comes with bath bubbles, a soap and shampoo combination. There's also hand soap and some other things involved there. It's a really great bundle. But the big prize is that you'll get a personalized Motherhood in Hollywood tote bag. One of the very few in existence at this point. So you could be one of the first to own one. This whole prize package is about a $70 value. So you're definitely going to be getting a pretty cool prize, I think, from me and the Motherhood in Hollywood podcast to carry on for the rest of your life, if you'd like. So make sure you go on and do that. You must be 18 or older to enter. And you don't have to leave a good or bad review. Like I said, you just have to leave a review. And then I will pick at random a winner. And you must be within the United States, please, in order to win. No shipping overseas, France. So calm down, people in Africa who are obsessed with my show. You can't win the Bath Time Bundle. Just keep that in mind. Okay, everybody. So let's dive into the show, shall we? First up, my very first guest on the show, I'm very excited to welcome Jennifer Hasty. Jennifer has been on Mad Men, Fresh Off the Boat, Selfie, Bunheads. She was in the movie Horrible Bosses. She is an actress and mother. She was actually one of the first mom actors that I basically stalked and made her be my friend. We talk a little bit about me grilling her at a party, and I'm so glad I did. I'm ever so glad I did. So let's get started. Here's Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. I'm going to call you Jen.
Yes.
Okay. Because I like it.
I do,
and
too.
And it's my show. I can do what I want. Also, occasionally in the background, you might hear our kids playing. Because we're moms. And now you have a seven-year-old.
Yes.
And her name is Jane. Mm-hmm. She's beautiful.
Thank you.
And very sweet. And yes. Awesomely entertaining my toddler right yes. now. Which I'm so grateful for.
She's very good at that.
Yeah. So I have a confession to make. Part of the reason why I wanted you to come on the show is because you may or may not remember, but years ago, when I was pregnant, we met at a party, mm-hmm. a mutual friend of ours, Lindsay Hollister.
Yes.
And I was super pregnant at the time and terrified of having a baby.
It was a Halloween party.
It was a Halloween party. And I was dressed as Mother Mary, yeah. which is completely inappropriate. But whatever. And I remember asking you, because Lindsay had introduced and said, oh, this is my friend Jen. Yeah. She has a kid. I think yes. it was exactly like that. She's got a kid.
Yeah, because I don't think anyone else there did.
Nobody did.
Yeah.
Nobody did.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, and I immediately, I think, grilled you for like an hour. And you were so kind and answered all of my ridiculous questions.
They were not ridiculous.
But like, I will never forget that. And I was like, I want to be your friend. I was like, we're going to be friends. But also, you really are and like were one of the only moms I know in this business.
Wow. Yeah.
Is that unusual? I mean, do you find, I mean, you probably, since, you know, Jane is seven now, you probably have had time to meet other moms.
I've met a lot of people that are in the industry that are moms, but honestly, actresses, not too many.
Yeah.
Not too many at all.
That's what I'm finding too. It's like, I don't know if it's a backlash, like they're just don't want to, you know, be parents or don't want to be moms because it seems too hard, or they're afraid that they won't get cast.
I think that, well, any kind of change like that yeah. is huge, because for a while after Jane was born, I didn't work for a while. And also, I was actually pregnant during the writer's strike, so it was kind of timing,
yeah,
so no
perfect
one was
timing.
Working.
Yeah.
But afterward, it took a long time for like my brain to adjust to the new life. I don't know if you went through anything like that. And
yes, definitely.
But I don't know why people don't. I mean, it might be something where once they do have the baby, they don't want to be an actor anymore. I mean, there's probably tons of...
Did you find that people treated you different in the industry as far as like casting or auditions or even your reps? Mm. Because I didn't feel... I think initially there was like a dead silence from my manager at the time.
Oh, no.
Like it was literally like, hey, I'm having a baby. And it was like, oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Crickets. Yeah. For a solid
Moving
year.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought... Oh no, everything they say is true. Like your career really does come to a standstill.
Maybe I did not experience that, and I didn't have my agents at the time. So when they brought me on, I already had Jane, but my manager, I've been with him for 10 years and he was ecstatic. He bought me presents.
Awesome.
He wanted to meet Jane right away.
Oh, that's so,
so
great.
He's been really warm and supportive, and I've never struggled in that arena. And my agents too, because I mean, that was just the package deal from the moment that they met me.
Right. Right.
But, lost my train of thought.
Oh, no, that's fine. It's fine.
Mommy brain.
Mommy brain. It happens.
Yes.
Why
did I come in this room?
It literally will happen to me where I will be... I'm a writer, too. I write for a local news station here on the weekends. So that's my part-time real job, as I do air quotes. And
I have to come up with words talking about murder and death and destruction and like try to make it sound interesting or different or topical. And I'm just literally sitting there like, sometimes it just all words go out the window. And as a writer, that's the worst.
Yeah. It's so to me, when Jane was born, I lost my keys several times during the day.
Yeah.
And I had to get a lanyard and attach them to the lanyard around my neck. And just, if they weren't dangling in front of my face,
you would be like, where are my keys?
I was like, they're gone again.
Where are my glasses? Right on your head.
Yeah.
As far as like representation though, I found that my manager at the time, I didn't have an agent at the time when I was, when I got pregnant. And I literally, my phone stopped ringing overnight and I was only 3 or 4 months pregnant at the time. Hmm. So I could have probably worked for a while. And I remember emailing my manager and saying, hey, you know, what's going on? I'm still available to work. And, you know, I'm a bigger lady. So it didn't really show up until I was about my 6 month of pregnancy.
Yeah.
So I couldn't help but wonder if that was like an industry thing. Maybe they were afraid, if maybe the industry was afraid. I still, you know, kind of searching for that.
I've wondered about that because I've heard that happen to people. It hadn't happened to me. I actually worked as a pregnant woman.
That's great.
It was kind of shocking. And I think my mind, I was so focused on being pregnant that I had really good auditions.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is great. It's the best thing ever. But it might be possible that your focus, like a person's focus, like they suspect that now your focus isn't on your career.
Sure.
That now it's on your child. And so most people, I think, wouldn't think that way, but maybe some do. Like, oh, well, you know, that's why we lose friends, I guess. Like, you don't have time for us anymore.
Yeah.
And it's not a
bad
thing.
That was a big shift that
on.
I had, too, and we were talking about that earlier, is losing friends.
Yeah.
Like, it was amazing to me how people who I thought were going to be there and like be supportive and seem excited just sort of vanished from my life or just flat out said, I'm not interested in this.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I didn't know that that was an option.
Yeah.
There's things you do that I'm not interested in. So it just got, it just was really strange to me. And I thought, well, maybe it's just me, but I don't know if that happens to other moms.
No, it happened to me. I lost some friends and some of them were in a, like a dramatic way. Like,
you know,
it's always about your daughter.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you're right.
So
it is.
Yeah, of course it is. Like, I literally had one friend tell me I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And I'm like, I'm growing a human inside of me who's going to come out into the world and like, I have to keep her alive. And you don't think that's a big deal?
And people know I have her.
Right.
I can't like not keep her alive.
Right. It's such a strange phenomenon how that happens. And I don't think that's exclusive necessarily to Hollywood.
No.
I think that happens to a lot of moms.
Yeah. And that's, I always think of the Sex and the City episode where Miranda has her baby and then all her friends just kind of evaporate.
Yeah.
And then she gets her mommy friends. And
Samantha's literally like pushing her in a cab in one episode, like, we're going to go shopping. Bye. And that was,
I don't have a baby party.
Right, right. Yeah, that was totally me a few times. And I'd be like, no, but I'm still a person.
Yeah.
I still enjoy drinks and like, you know, going out. I mean, until 10 now usually is.
Yeah.
It always cracks me up. People are like, hey, come up to my birthday party. And I'm like, oh, great. What time? Starts at 10. And I'm like,
obviously.
Are you crazy?
Yeah. Middle of the night is like 8:30 for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, my show, it's really late. It's a comedy show. I get on around 11. I was like, okay. I won't be going. I love
Text
you.
Text me about it.
But I'm not
Good luck.
Going. Someone put it on. Someone video it.
Somebody put it on Facebook and I'll check it out. Like, it's that bad. And that literally changed in my life, like, the minute I had Channing.
Yes.
Like, it, I never thought I would be one of those people that was like, well, I got to go home now. I'm really tired. Like, you know, or like, I haven't showered in a few days. I really should go.
I wasn't the person that would have a panic attack at 9 o'clock at night because I'm outside my house and I'm still like wearing makeup and clothes. And I'm like, oh, God, I have to go home.
You have to go home.
Yeah.
It's,
I became that.
It's amazing how suddenly your priorities change. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, and part of the reason why I want to do this show is because just because my priorities have changed and shifted doesn't mean that my dreams have.
Right.
You know, like I still want to be a working actor. I still want to make people laugh or cry or have some kind of emotion. But it's really been a challenge trying to find a balance between being a good mom and the sometimes demanding schedule that acting can have.
It happens. I worked with Melissa McCarthy and I pulled her aside and told her, I was like, thank you for
being
so
nice.
She knows. She was a guest star for years.
Yeah.
So she knows all that whole class system thing.
I wonder if now that she's such a huge star, if she would be the same way. Did you work with her recently?
I did.
Was it
I worked
right
with
before?
Her. No, it was last year. I worked with her on Mike and Molly. This was after Bridesmaid.
Oh, that's right. Mike and Molly. Yeah.
Stuff. And she was, that whole experience was fantastic. It's
I love it.
Unbelievable. They have a ritual before they go out for their taping and mm-hmm. just great.
Absolutely. Everyone great. Does a shot or?
You know, they do this like thing where they stand in a circle mm-hmm. and they say, we know this is temporary. Like mm-hmm. we are just grateful for this time that we have and the time that we have together. And we know it could end tomorrow. And then one of the guys in the show starts like, I feel like I'm giving away like secrets.
Oh no!
I don't know if I should tell you that, but they just do this wonderful chant thing and it gets them all revved up and ready to go. And they include everybody
yeah.
that's in the cast.
Yeah.
Which you would do anyway for like before the tape. Have you ever done like a
yes.
live studio taping? You kind of all meet first.
Yeah.
And then you go out, and it was just this camaraderie mm-hmm. that wow.
they did something similar. I did Nikki, Ricky, Dickie, and Dawn for Nickelodeon a month or so ago, and they did something similar to that, where it's just the cast, mm-hmm. Which is a bunch of kids basically. So it was like a bunch of kids and a couple adults and me,
yeah.
And they were all standing around doing a similar chant like yeah. that, and it's kind of got everyone hyped up.
Yeah,
they did it mostly though before the network run through. To make sure they were all pumped
sense.
For the network.
I would love that. Because the network run through yeah. is so stressful.
Yeah.
Standing there with clipboards.
I have
giving
very...
you demerits.
Yeah. yeah. I was like, what is everyone writing down? I was terrified. I had such a small part.
Yeah.
But I kept thinking, oh my God, they're going to fire me.
I had a big part on a show and they did fire me.
Oh no. What yeah. happened?
It turns out that there was a celebrity that they initially wanted for the part.
Oh, no.
And she couldn't do it, so they hired me. And everything was odd from the beginning. I was surprised that I even got it from the beginning. I was like,
yeah.
really, me? And then they kept changing the character.
Mm-hmm.
From she's Earth Mother. She's like, she's just down to earth.
Okay.
She's a school teacher. She's a dominatrix. She's a mom. And I was like, you're driving me crazy. I'm going
insane. Oh, my God.
And so I taped it all. We did the whole thing. But mm-hmm. I knew something was wrong. And then they retaped all my stuff with a celebrity that they wanted because it turns out she could do it.
No.
So they knew during the entire taping that they were going to fire me.
They were going to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And they look at it like, we didn't fire her. I was like, yeah, you fired me. But I mean, I got paid for the work. But
yeah, but it just never aired.
It never aired.
And sometimes, though, like, I don't know about you, but as for me, it is nice to get paid. Obviously, we would like to get paid. But you also want to see your work out there
yeah.
and you want other people to see what you can do and what you're bringing to the show and
yeah.
your talents and your gifts and all that.
And how hard it is to get into that position in the first place. And then it's, that kind of stuff. That was disheartening. But I was actually relieved in a bizarre way because I knew my instincts.
Because you felt like it was so all over the place?
Well, because there was something wrong from the moment that I entered casting, even though I love the casting office that I went to
mm-hmm.
and I have really good experiences with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell they redirected me like 6 or 7 times. I was like, that just is strange. That doesn't really happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, when I finally got the call that they were going to retape my stuff, I remember going, oh, thank goodness, because mm-hmm. at least my instincts are right on, that I knew something was wrong from the start.
And you weren't crazy.
And I'm not crazy.
It's not in your head. Yeah.
And I'm not just like the mom, the working actor mom,
mm-hmm.
who my hormones are raging and everything's
sure.
off.
Mm-hmm.
I was right. And I knew it.
One thing I've noticed being on set is that I wasn't fully prepared for, I don't think, as an actor, is how isolating it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're just a day player or guest star or just on for like a day.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's always very nice and polite, but they know that they don't have to be like your friend. They don't have to like get to know you because you're not going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's such a quick like in and out, you know, situation where you're just popping in, doing your couple lines,
yeah,
and then
you're
you
just
go.
Freelance.
You're just
you
freelance.
You just go into your little space, your
right.
little bubble, and
right.
you try to make an impression because
right.
there is always that possibility
that
you
could
recur.
Right, that you could recur.
You know, and that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say most of the time I've had really good experiences, but there is always that layer of class system.
Yeah.
There's always
totally.
Yeah.
that was also really surprising to me, mm-hmm. how differently on a set you're treated if you just have the one or two lines, mm-hmm. versus if you're a guest star versus if you are the star of the show, yeah. or a regular on the show.
Yeah.
The first guest star I did was on a show that never got picked up. It was like a Disney kid show. What's going on?
Screaming.
Lots of screaming.
Sounds like good screaming, though. It Jane, if like, it were bad, Jane would come in and tell me.
It feels
me.
Like my daughter. My daughter would not.
Oh, there's Jane. Hi, is everything okay?
Uh-oh. You can come in, guys.
You can come in, Jane.
What's happening? Okay, it's maybe no one's dying.
I think we can rest assured that no one's dying.
All right. Yell if you're dying. Just let us know.
Give us the code words.
But yeah, I did the first guest star audition I did, or guest star role that I did. I remember it had started to rain and we were outside, mm-hmm. and one of the PAs came up and stood there and held an umbrella over my head while it was raining. And I thought, I can hold my own umbrella. I'm not that big of a deal. And I was like, I can do it. And he goes, no. He's like, you're a guest on our show. Let me do it. Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, excuse me. In that case, then
I need a pack of cigarettes. Well, I know, and a martini. Right? Where is it?
I know, right? Where's my steak dinner?
Come on in. What's up?
What's happening? I know she's okay? screaming.
Look at your fancy earrings.
Ooh. Channing, are you screaming? I see.
Hello.
Yeah, you got your fancy. Are you playing with Jane?
Yes, she is.
Yes. No. Why are you screaming at Jane?
We're just playing.
Oh,
you look very fancy. Very fancy.
Come on.
Come on. Okay. You guys, are you going to go play some more?
Okay.
I think Jane has a new fan.
I think you might have a new babysitter. Oh. Slam that shit.
She does slam it. If it doesn't close the first time, she'll slam it five more times. Till it does. That's why the screws are falling out of that door, because I'm always like, get out of here.
Yeah, she'll slam it. Slam, door. I'll show
yeah.
you.
You guys are so cute.
Then she
kind of
screamed again. Aww. When I was like,
no screaming. Doing,
like this animal thing, like running.
Uh-huh.
On the ground. Running!
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 Jane, go get her. Yeah?
No.
What happened? You can leave your earrings on. Oh, it's yes! You guys are so cute.
Go.
All right. You better go get her. No spitting. Oh, the spitting is happening a lot. Is this just a 2-year-old thing, or...?
It goes on, but with more consciousness.
More like older. Specifically going to spit yeah. you. It's like got a goal.
That is my reaction to what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Is spitting.
This happens a lot. The spitting thing and screeching was a phase for a long time. Like she's yeah. kind of out of it now, but screeching. Oh my God.
The thing that surprised me about having a kid was how loud they're yeah. so. I've got a big voice. But yeah. I mean, like the level
Hawaii
of sound.
That's happening
is
right
like oh and you can't God, really do anything God. About it
yeah
go get it. Go, why are you shouting why
yeah okay yes yeah, see it's the intense I'm pretty sure I've lost a little bit of hearing from
yeah.
your screams
and you know when you hear like your ear goes
yes
that's the last time that you'll hear anything at that decibel
yeah. are you serious
yeah and that so happens, that happens to me like every day
on a regular basis so I've literally lost yeah. decibels of hearing
that's why they used to do this stuff in the malls where they would send high-pitched sounds into the malls because they don't want the teenagers there
oh how funny
and the teenagers can hear those sounds but people our age can't hear them because we're like middle-aged and
yeah. we've already lost it you guys go play. Go show her your cars there, okay? Yeah, go show your cards and your purse.
Your purse?
Yeah, go show.
I love that. I do miss that age, though.
My purse. We went to get coffee this morning, which yeah. apparently I do way too much because I'm always like, hey, let's go. And she goes, we're going to Starbucks.
Oh, and I'm every like, day I go because yeah. I have my like gold member card. So oh, I nice. Get free drinks. It's awful. I'm such an addict.
But you know what? It's delicious and it's a it treat is. And yeah. I've earned it.
Yes.
And so have you.
I've earned it. I earned it before I wake up every day.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Just by opening my eyes, I earned it.
I have earned this coffee. So she grabs her little purse and she's like, I take my purse. And yeah. then she puts her sunglasses on and she she's just like beyond fabulous for a 2-year-old. I'm like, we're just going to Starbucks.
Oh, it gets, she has, Jane has costumes.
Oh, really?
Costumes. Yeah. And some of them, a lot of them are hand-me-downs because she has 2 older girl cousins and they're teenagers now. Some of the stuff she's outgrowing, it's just, you know, like the Snow White thing is like a little tight on the arm now, but,
do you find that she takes after you in liking to dress up and like being like a little showy?
She says she wants to be an actor.
Oh,
we
wow.
went to open house and they have like on the walls, and I volunteer at the school a lot, so I already knew this was happening, but they would fill out like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And people are like, doctor, dentist, fireman. And hers was actor.
Oh, wow.
Like, and part of me is like,
I know.
It's like, I'll nurture it. You know, I'm not going to put her in the business.
Yeah.
But, you know.
What are your thoughts on that? People ask me constantly, like, oh, do you want her to be an actor?
Yeah.
And it's
that's
like,
another side of when you have a kid, that's a constant conversation that comes up. I look at the business and acting as sometimes separate things.
Mm-hmm. Is it happening? What's happening?
They're on this. I just see her, like, up here. She's like.
Shani is pushing Jane on her little car, like, past the door of
and Jane's face, like, hey,
that's hilarious.
And Jane's making her push it, of course.
Of course. I would,
like,
too.
You, hey, I'm 55 pounds. You
please
push
do,
me.
Because it's almost nap time. Whatever we can
oh, good,
do to wear
yeah.
her out.
Get her to lift weights. I know that, like, I heard Fred Savage have a good conversation about this once, because people are always like, oh, don't put your kids in the business, they turn out to be like crazy and drug addicts.
Yeah,
but you know, there's Lindsay like Lohan's serial killers that were in Little League, so it's,
yeah.
like, it's not, you know, necessarily business. But I do think that for me personally, I don't think that she would be a good candidate for the levels of rejection.
Yeah,
and she's at an age now where it's the age of reason, and so the consciousness is coming in, and the self awareness is here. And I see a lot of kids at auditions, and for the girls, in my particular experience, what I see, I don't like. I see young girls, tween years, sizing each other up.
Yeah.
Immediately, which we do, but we're adults and we've chosen to be in this, and we can also be friends and be competitors at the same time.
Right.
I think that once you're practiced at that, you can do it.
Yeah.
But if you're starting that way, I'm afraid she wouldn't have a natural friendship with another girl, especially if she were an actor.
To be able to say this is work versus this is friendship in real life.
And that everybody's a competitor, and we're always competing against each other anyway. And girls can be so harsh with each other. I just don't want to throw that into the pool.
Yeah.
And there's so many jobs you see kids on TV, and I think that it looks appetizing because it's like, oh, well, these kids are working and my kid could do that. But I look at it like, okay, so there's 100 auditions and that's 9, they get 1 or they get 2. And then that's 98, 99 times that they're not in school.
Yep.
They're not with their friends. They're sizing another girl up, multiple girls, and 98 times that they feel bad about themselves that they didn't get it.
Yeah.
Now, being a working actor mom, you know, maybe I'd have an advantage because I'd be able to talk to her about it, having that experience.
Right.
But I just don't want to, that's my scenic route as to why I know.
No, and honestly, that makes perfect sense to me. And it's something that I've thought about when I was pregnant, because you know, it's the question started almost immediately. Oh, is she gonna be an actor? Is she gonna be just like you? And I'm like, for me, if it's something she decides later in life that she wants to pursue, and by later I mean, you know, when she's older, if she's like, mom, this is something I really want to do, I really want to, you know, be an actor, then I will help her. We will do classes, and you know, I will start there and make sure it's something she really wants to do before I start hauling her all over town for headshots and auditions and the rejection and all of that. Because quite honestly, it's hard enough for me to get myself to an audition and be prepared and looking decent. I can't imagine hauling my 2-year-old around and doing that too. That sounds exhausting.
And when she starts school, because
that's a whole nother level.
I don't think that they're necessarily making sure that the auditions happen after school, but I think that they probably try, but most of the auditions I've been to have been in the middle of the day.
Yeah. I see kids there. I wonder if a lot of them are homeschooled. I think maybe that's
a big thing
in LA.
Yeah. I know a lot of moms that do that. And some of these girls, they're teenagers. So the kids are,
Mama's pooping.
You're pooping right now.
Awesome. I'm so glad we just got that. That's awesome. That's perfect.
So you're pooping right now, or do you need to have diaper change?
She kept telling me that over and over again.
Oh,
she
okay. Oh, you don't want to ride because you have poo-poo?
Oh, you don't want to squish it.
Yeah, I understand that. perfect. This is my life.
Yeah, no, this is perfect. I think
you
want to
change diaper?
Thing.
All right. Well, can we take a short break then and change diaper? Can you tell everybody we'll be right back?
Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back after a quick diaper change. Okay, and we're back. That was probably the most dramatic diaper change, and I'm so glad you could be here to witness that.
I'm glad that I could remember. It brought back a lot of memories.
Channing just screamed her head off for about 2 minutes while I tried to change her diapers. She's got a little bit of a diaper rash going on there, mm-hmm. and I'm sure it hurts. I know it's uncomfortable, but I feel like sometimes she is so much more dramatic. And I don't know if it's just her or just this age or what, but I'm just like, it's overwhelming to me sometimes.
Yeah.
Which is why it's so hard to try to do anything like actor related or anything like business related where I want to just like send out a funny tweet or whatever. And then you've got a 2-year-old that's like screaming, right. I've got poop in my pants.
And it hurts.
And
where do you, and how do you focus your energy?
Yeah.
That's such a challenge. Mm-hmm. It still is a challenge.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you said it gets easier in terms of time mm-hmm. that you have to devote to your career because your daughter is in school, mm-hmm. but like there's the emotional support and aspect of it too, because acting requires so much of your emotional space and your heart.
Yeah.
But your kids, you know, are your top priority. I mean, they're your kids. So,
and it does feel like I felt guilty for a long time about anytime I would have sides, I would get sides, and I only had, you know, you get your 12-page audition
the night before
for the next day, which is just crazy.
Yeah.
And it's something where it is dramatic, or it's something where to me, it's harder when it has to be funny.
Yeah.
Cause trying to find that space, and I have fluctuated from really giving it my time mm-hmm. to giving it just a little bit of time. And sometimes I get cast even when I put very little time into it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I blow it when I put way too much time into it. Mm-hmm. And I think I was that way before I had a kid, mm-hmm. but I don't really remember if I was that way. But I do know I had more space mentally, emotionally to explore.
Rehearse and to like try out different things. I find I'm in the exact same position then, and it actually it's comforting to me to know that I'm not alone in that.
No.
Yeah. Whenever I do get sides, there are moments when I'm like, oh crap, mm-hmm. you know, because then I know I have to either squeeze it in while she's napping mm-hmm. or wait till my husband comes home. And so he can take her for the evening and then I can find some time to go over my lines and make some choices. And sometimes it doesn't even always work out that way. Sometimes we get him after she's already napped.
Yeah.
Or my husband's coming home late from work and she doesn't go down for bed till 9. And then I'm literally left for like an hour or two late at night to
and
go
you're
over
exhausted.
Something. And you're exhausted because you've been with a toddler all day or, you know, your daughter who may have a bunch of activities after school.
Yeah. Which is what happens. Mm-hmm. And they have, when they're in school, there's more time. Mm-hmm. But usually the stuff comes at night mm-hmm. and then you have, it's good. You know, you audition the next day and you can go while they're in school and stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff that does open up, but I do find that whenever I get an audition, as happy as I am, like I want to work, and as much as I kind of start to get down when I don't have auditions, when I do get that call and I mm-hmm. see it's my manager, I'm like, oh no.
I know.
It's terrible.
I'm that way too. And my husband the other day reminded me, he's like, I hate that you get so frustrated now when you get an audition. He's like, you used to love it and jump for joy. And I'm like, because now it means I have to find a babysitter. Mm-hmm. I have to find some time to rehearse and do well, you know, and I have to shower, get dressed, rush out the door, get to my audition and get back so that if a babysitter or one of my awesome friends who've offered to watch her, mm-hmm. I don't take up their day, you know, or I don't have to pay someone X amount of money. Because these are things also that I'm thinking about now when I'm going to an audition. If I'm stuck in traffic for an extra hour on the freaking 405 or something.
Which happens.
It happens.
And then you have to ask the person, especially if it, even though they're your friends and they love you and they want to help you, it's easier to ask family to do that because they're family. There's sort of that line that sort of opens up. It's easier, but it gets corroded when it's friends because even though they want to help you, you do feel like you're taking advantage.
Right.
And so then it's like you want to return the favor as quickly as possible.
Right.
But then the next audition comes up and you're going to ask them again because the other people can't do it. This happened to me today, but I had a dentist appointment, but it was like, who can take her so she doesn't have to sit there? And then she ended up sitting there and she was fine. But
it's still, you feel incredibly guilty.
Yes.
And I have, and it sounds like you have great friends too that have offered so many times to help. So many of my friends have stepped up and helped me out, and it's been such a lifesaver because, you know, when you don't have that family connection or somebody that can come over, just not out of obligation, but, you know, like that's maybe not the right
word. But it's kind of, you know, it's sort of your role. Like one of my brother's kids, my family lives like 4 or 5 hours away from me, and they're not out of state, but it still is a long way to go.
Yeah, that's a long way to go for a babysitter.
Yeah, and they're so like, yes, keep her here, spends the night. Now, it does get easier when they get older because usually you're asking people to watch them that have they have kids and they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that I ask first, they're her school
friends.
It can
end up being like a play date almost.
Yeah. And you're not changing diapers.
Yeah.
The food, they can communicate like what they want to eat.
Right.
It's easier. It does get easier.
Even though they say they're willing to do it, I still feel incredibly guilty asking them to do that.
I do every single time, even when it's, even if at this stage, when they're basically like ready for their own apartment, feels like they're so smart and just independent. I still feel terrible.
Right.
And I just like, please, like, ask something of me. Like, let's balance the scale. Like, let's
and
do something.
You do feel like that. You do feel like it's one-sided sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I try to express to so many of my friends, like, if you ever need anything from me and I can't help you out, I will.
Right.
But I'm in a weird situation because none of my friends, my like close inner circle, really have kids. I have one friend who just had a baby a few weeks ago, but she's only 2 months old, so she's in a totally different place. She's also not an actor, but none of my actor moms or actor friends are moms.
Yeah,
that's what I should say. So it's just a weird give and take kind of situation, you know.
Yeah, and when they don't, I remember that when they didn't have kids, and that was me. And then I joined a mom's club, and that kind of changed. And so I was.
Were you one of the first of all of your actors friends to have a kid?
I'm trying to think. Yeah. But then I met moms after I had Jane that had already had kids, but people that I knew before I had a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody I knew that had kids were not actors.
Yeah,
and
that's the same with me.
Yeah, and I mean it was, and they don't usually live here.
Yeah.
And if they were here, honestly, many of them left to go be with their family, which I totally understand.
And live somewhere more affordable.
Yeah, because it's just, there were times when Pete and I would look elsewhere, like in the state. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, my mom's elderly and I want to be near family, so I can't move away.
Right.
But I like staying here. It just, there were days when it was so daunting and trying to be an actor. And I would just, you know, I'm sure you've had this too. And I have
Absolutely.
This like conversation with myself monthly, which is like, you know what? Maybe that was the last job I ever had.
Right.
Like that's, it's
right.
over. Like it's okay.
What is that about? Yeah. Because I've had that feeling too, where you're just like, maybe it's not working. I've dedicated the past, you know, maybe it's just not meant to be.
It's a head game. It's I have had times when I am working and I have a regular gig and I audition, I do great.
Yeah.
And I feel great about it. I go in with like the right spark.
It's a momentum and it's a great energy.
But then when it's just crickets for months on end and then you have an audition, I'm not the person that actually looks at that and goes, oh man, because you know, they can smell desperation and you're never going to get it when they can smell that.
Yeah.
But I actually take it like, oh, it'll just be another one that I don't get. It's terrible. It's terrible where I put myself. But then it also allows me to do it the way that I want to do it. So I had one last week where I had to improvise, which was great because I didn't have the time with the script. They're like, these are the points we want you to basically hit. Okay. And so I just improvised it. And I made the character totally crazy, and I didn't get it, but it was like, it was good that I was
it's
able
still
to just
freeing somewhat, yeah, you know,
like, I know I'm not right for this part, right, just by the breakdown. Mm-hmm. That means I'm just going to make it crazy. I'm just going to do it the way that I see it, what I find funny. Right. And that stuff, I feel like it loosens the joints a little bit. It oils things. And because when I audition back to back, it's great. I will get something. It always used to, if I have 8 auditions in a week, which I don't even remember the last time that happened, if it has ever happened, and I'll get one. I will. It's just going to happen. It's just... And that's because it's just that momentum and that lubrication.
It's that practice. Yeah. It's an energy. Yeah. It's a talent meets preparedness meets luck, mm-hmm, you know?
Kind and of that's a terrible, like, I heard somebody say that it's the last institutionalized con. I thought that was actually pretty accurate.
Oh, interesting. And funny. Yeah.
I've done, I went to my alma mater and I talked to them, and I tried to have a strategy, and I wanted to help them where they could, places they could go, websites they could visit, stuff that, mm-hmm, I think is reliable. But it was always with this undercurrent of, hey, look,
yeah,
it's just because you're the top of your class and you're the bee's knees in your theater department, it means nothing.
Nothing.
Until it's, you're you actually have an there advantage because it, yeah, you have a, mm-hmm, skill set, but it's a totally different thing
to be doing it.
Yeah.
And to be in it.
Yeah.
Because there's so many talented people who don't even have an agent, who don't audition at, yeah, all. And I feel, in that respect, I feel very lucky because, mm-hmm, I know there are people who are far more talented than I am, mm-hmm, who deserve, you know, a ton of opportunity.
Like, I think that's where the conversation of it's not personal comes in. It's personal, yes, but it's not.
Right.
And you have to become really well-versed in
it's
practice.
It's very personal
not
in
that
it's
that
like
way.
How you look, mm-hmm, what you sound like, mm-hmm, how you carry yourself, all of those choices that you made in your audition. But then also it could just be like, she's okay.
Right.
You know, it could literally just be a discussion amongst the producers like, she's fine.
Yeah.
She'll work.
I always think that the discussion they're having about me is like, she seemed weird. She looked like she was shaking. Like she just didn't seem like she wanted to be there.
She seemed a little off.
It's like my defense mechanism to be a jerk. And I'm like, yeah, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get commercial work, because I don't seem like I'm easy to hang with.
Oh my God. I never, I hope my commercial agents don't listen to this, but I never book commercials.
I don't either.
I go out for auditions and they're so great about getting me out for stuff. And I'm pretty sure like commercial casting people just don't. They don't see me as being able to pimp their product. And I'm like, why? Yeah. I will sell the shit out of something.
And
give it to me.
That's the one thing that I'm just like, I'm determined to understand what the formula is here.
What
and I've taken so many workshops and it makes a lot of sense what they say.
Do you think
it's
because we're not brunette? Because every
oh, really?
every mom, if you look, all of the regular, there's like about 4 or 5 ladies right now that are on like every commercial from cars to food to, you know, whatever. And they're brunettes.
That's funny. There's a woman that I know that books all the time and she's brunette.
Interesting.
Like dark. And she said that she started booking when she stopped talking.
She mean like in the audition?
Yeah. Like she shut her mouth.
Oh.
And, but cause you know, they ask you like, hey, how's your day going? And they're totally taping that.
Yeah.
Because then they send it to the producers.
Yeah.
And these are the, cause
they
want to
see your personality.
Right. And so you'll probably see me going, oh, I don't know. So I took this class and he's like, you got to have like your monologue. You got to have your like, hey, like, no matter what it is, no matter what they ask me, I always spin it toward like the team that I love, like the Lakers or the Dodgers or something. I just something that I adore. And so I was like, okay, so maybe I can spin it toward my kid. Mm-hmm. But it's so disingenuous because I'm like, hey, I love peanut butter and I'm here today. Look at me, how much I love being here. Yeah. And
they're like, why is she so weird?
Terrible, because then the audition has to be about some pharmaceutical product about fibromyalgia.
God. I know.
I'm in pain.
You have to be
like,
but
don't look
like
you're in that much pain. And then you have to look like you're relieved, but don't look that relieved.
Yeah.
And don't make it so scary. Yeah.
They give you so many like weird directions or no direction. Like, all right, just do it again.
Because they're not like, the creatives.
Yeah.
And even when casting, sometimes I get terrible redirects.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm so much more comfortable in the room for a theatrical situation.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And I can handle it. Mm-hmm. I cannot, because part of you are being cast for who you are.
For who you are. Commercially?
Commercials.
Yeah.
They don't care
it's
who
different.
You are. Yeah.
I think for me, commercially, I am probably most often busted for like throwing shade at the other people in the room where I'm like, I can't believe this jackass just said that. Or like, I cannot believe this girl wore her like hot pink polka dot shirt. Yeah. Because in every, you know, in commercial auditions, they bring in like 12 people at a time.
Yeah.
In the room or mm-hmm. something. And everyone's trying to be the one that stands out. Like, right. Look how funny I am. Look how much personality I have. And, you know, that's actually when I do withdraw a little bit. That's not me. I don't do that. Because
there's a phoniness that I abhor.
Yes.
And I find personally offensive.
Yes.
I cannot just go with the flow with that kind of thing. It's very hard for me.
So you and I are probably standing in commercial auditions just giving everyone the stink eye.
Yeah.
And like saying F you. Yeah. And then they're like,
and they can feel it because I walk in and I'm sarcastic and really dry.
Yeah.
And that's great for comedy.
Right.
But no, not for.
I am judging every person in the room.
And I'm judging this product. Yes. And I'm judging you because ultimately it's beneath me.
Yes.
And that's.
Why are we so superior to everyone?
Totally not. I want the money. I want the work.
And then you're like, really, I'm not. I would love to pimp your product, but.
But I just think it's stupid.
It is stupid. You
shouldn't be selling drugs.
I know. I get so mad. Whenever do you do this? Whenever I see somebody on a commercial or even on a TV show that's even kind of like me in any way remotely, mm-hmm. I'm like, God damn it, who is that person?
Yeah. Why didn't I get that? Yeah. Why wasn't I at least in the room for that?
Yes.
That's when my husband gets so furious when he sees that kind of stuff. He's like, I saw. But there's some stuff that.
When he sees it just, for him like or for you?
For me. Because he's not an actor.
Yeah.
But there's stuff that he sees where he goes, why? And then I have friends that go, there's a show that we love and there's this girl on it and she's totally reminds us of you. Mm-hmm. But there is like a list.
Yeah.
And I'm not on that list.
I'm not on that list either.
Okay. Casting knows who I am.
Yeah. I think you do very well.
For stuff. Mm-hmm. But that stuff, there's like, what's your name?
I don't
know
how you get on that next level of the list, of the one where you're like, I think it's like maybe your agent. Like if you're with ICM, William Morris, you know.
But you can easily get lost in the shuffle over there too.
Well, yeah.
I know somebody at ICM and he's just horrified. He can't even stand it because he's lost in the shuffle. Now, they're a wonderful agency. They're a wonderful agency. But he needs to be in a boutique. Yeah, disclaimer. I would love to be with ICM. I love my agents actually, but they're more of a boutique.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a personal relationship there thing that I love. But it's easy to, you know, if you're not like one of their big guys.
Yeah. They forget about you.
Yeah.
I do love my agent. She's from New York and she's just like, don't call me if you don't. Like if you don't have something, you know, that you need right away, I'm very busy. You know, she's just like, I'm getting you auditions. Yeah. I'm getting all these other people auditions. Yeah. I'm
very
busy.
Don't be high maintenance.
Yes.
My manager, I called him
once. And
I hear
that. Yeah.
Because I wanted to know, because I know a lot. You know people. We know the same people that they call their agents and they go, so who's in the top five for this part? I just auditioned today.
Do you do that?
I never do that.
I never do that either. But
I did it once and my agent went, oh no, you're not going to be like that, are you?
Oh no.
I thought, okay, never mind.
Here's the deal. I want to know that information. Yes. I would love to know, like, why didn't I get this audition for this part? Or like a great example is on Modern Family.
Yeah.
Two seasons ago, last season, Cam had a sister.
I auditioned for that.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't get an audition for that. And I was shocked. I was like, I literally look like the chubby redheaded gal that got cast on that.
I've worked with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somebody told me that she's married to a producer. And I was like,
oh, I didn't know that. She's really sweet, really funny. And I saw her. She had a great part on The Office, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw her that she got that part.
Yeah.
And the audition for that was pretty brutal. I talked to some of the people we know.
Really? Like in terms of like competition of like who they were seeing?
It was in terms of the energy in the room. Ooh. Because it was a particular
type
casting situation where they just already decided.
Kind of knew. I see.
And like he starts stapling papers in the middle of my audition.
Oh no. Oh no, that's the worst.
Those kind of make me laugh though.
Yeah.
And so, and then another woman that we both know said that he started shuffling papers.
Oh no, so like that's so heartbreaking.
The defense mechanism he does. And
the thing is, when that happens though, like of course, we'd like to still maintain our professionalism, be like, damn it, I'm going to do what I've prepared and you're going to love it anyway. And then I know what you do, but I walk out to my car and I'm literally like, oh God, I hate my life, like wrist cutting and like, why am I doing this? We're moving back home. You know, we never moved back to Oklahoma. Let's move somewhere like Seattle or something.
It always seems like a good idea. And then you're there and you're like, I could never live here. Oh my God. Like,
I know.
I tell my husband, I go, we should just move up to my hometown. He goes, yeah, you could be a professional actor and I will be a music supervisor for movies and television. I was like, perfect.
There you go.
Of course, those jobs don't exist up there.
No, they don't. That unfortunately.
Sometimes that makes me sad that I can't go anywhere.
You can't. I mean, New York. Which, hi, that's even more expensive.
Yeah, with kids too. No, thank you.
Yeah.
London, if you have like a gig already.
A dream.
But I actually really like LA. I really love LA. There's times when I'm just like so enamored and in love with it. And then other times,
You're stuck on the 405 on Friday coming back from an audition in Santa Monica that you know you didn't get.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to like pay a babysitter extra or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
like, what moments like that, which.
Or you come back to a house that you don't own.
Yes.
and you're like, I'll never be able to buy a house out here.
Yeah. No matter how much money we make, have a house.
Even if we're making like Melissa McCarthy money, I don't know. I don't know. I'd still think about it.
Because everybody's getting a piece.
Yeah.
There's a great movie. Well, I watched it. It was depressing. And every actor I talked to, they're like, why would I watch that when I already know it? I live it. And it's about guest stars, but they only did men.
Wait, was it that guy in that thing?
Yes.
There is. Okay. I'm so glad you brought this up. It's on my list.
Okay.
To talk to you about. That's okay. Because there is a sister, a companion movie to that called That Gal from That Thing.
Oh.
You have to watch it.
Who's in it?
Nobody we've ever heard of. All character actresses who, honestly, after I watch it, I was like, I'm done. I'm quitting. And I don't tell you to watch it because I don't want you to feel that way.
Were they people that we know from our...
They are character actresses. They're not people that we like audition with. All a little older.
Okay.
They just genuinely talk about the frustrations of being a character actress.
And
the ingenue, the leading lady, you know, 19-year-old, whatever. And how they sacrificed children. Being a mother.
Oh, wow.
One woman, I mean, it was heartbreaking how she was like, I decided long ago that my career would be my child and I was going to devote all my energy and all to that. And she's like, and now here I am 30 years later, no farther ahead than I was. And I have no family, no kids, nothing.
It's such a gamble.
It's such a gamble in this business. And that's why, honestly, when I saw that, I was really glad that I did not allow myself to make that kind of choice because I don't think that my career will ever be as fulfilling as my daughter and our time together and the, you know, the joy that she brings to my life. And as much as I love being on set and getting to act silly and making people laugh, it just doesn't compare.
Well, and it's fleeting.
Yeah.
It's so temporary. In that guy in that thing, one of the things they said, and I used this, I actually said it, I did this seminar workshop thing at my alma mater before I saw that movie. And I was so validated to hear what almost all of them said in the movie, which was you have to have something else.
You have to.
You have to love something else. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's my family, my kid.
Yeah.
Some of the, I mean, I'm a singer, so I have control over that, which I love, which is like, I'm going to write it. We're going to perform it and we're going to record it. And it's like, I can do that without, you know, relying on someone else. And of course, selling your stuff is something else entirely, but having that thing that you love, and it doesn't have to be kids.
Yeah.
Because we have a mutual friend who, they have a side business that's booming. Mm-hmm. You probably know who I'm talking
about. Yeah.
And she told me if it weren't for that, it would just be far more frustrating.
Yeah.
And it's true. You have to have that thing that you can invest your time in while you're not working, which is more times than when you are.
Right.
And that's for me. That's my kid.
I know. There's so much to think about. I want to do something else really quick.
Okay.
All right. So there's one question I want to ask before we start wrapping things up. What would be like your dream role, your dream scenario, if you will, in terms of like your career and being able to balance being a mom at the same time? Like, what's your ideal situation?
That's a great question. I actually think about this a lot, and I have friends who are in this situation. They're not the actor necessarily, but they are working as a costume designer or hair, head of hair and makeup. Head of hair or head of makeup. Shouldn't combine those two.
Head of hairy makeup.
Hairy makeup. And the person who does hair does not do makeup.
Does not do makeup. They
are
different.
My friends are like, hey, you said hair and makeup together.
We're separate.
We're totally separate. I would like a multicam show because it's the closest to 9 to 5 that you're going to get.
Yeah.
And it's, I would like it to be at Warner Brothers.
Me too. I say that all the time. I'm like, I want that multicam, but I want it to be at Warner Brothers.
Yeah. I don't want any location shooting unless it's like one episode a year. Yeah. It's a special, special
I might even
episode.
Do Prospect Studios. That's also 10 minutes
right,
from my
maybe.
House.
Maybe. But that's pretty much it because awesome. I did a show last year at Warner Brothers and it was like
so dreamy.
7
yeah.
minutes.
Did you do the middle?
No, I was on Selfie.
Oh, that's right. Selfie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was
Selfie.
Like mm-hmm. 7 minutes to get to work.
That's amazing.
It was unreal. And the,
it's the dream.
It was great. So, but it wasn't a multicam, but it was still great.
Yeah.
But yeah, the multicam and the role itself, I would love it to have the dignity that a woman of a my age mm-hmm. Complex
yeah.
and funny.
Is there like a, anybody that comes to mind in terms of like a character actor or somebody who has that kind of part that you would covet?
Oh, that's really,
that you want to like take
well,
out
that's
at
a
the
good
knees.
Question. I don't know if it would be on a multicam.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have like the situation that Melissa McCarthy has. Cause when
totally.
I worked with her, her kids were there.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. I wondered what, how she juggled her kids.
It was, I mean, I don't know if they're there
her.
All the time,
yeah.
but they were there then. And her, her husband's like super involved and mm-hmm. it's just lovely. Like the
yeah.
whole thing is just, it was just a lovely experience. But, and watching that, I just watched very closely that mm-hmm. whole situation, but oh, I don't know. I don't think I want to be the lead of a show.
No. No, I know.
I want to be the supporting cast
yes.
that works in every episode or almost every episode
yeah.
and is not shooting every day.
Yeah.
That's ideal.
That's ideal. That's yeah. it. That's exactly how I feel too.
Yeah.
It's just things change when you become a mom because
mm-hmm.
years ago, I'm the same way. I would never have said that. I'm like, I want to be the lead.
Mm-hmm.
I want all the funny lines.
Yeah.
And then I want to do movies in the off season and like, that's the dream. You
right.
know?
Which is still possible.
Sure.
And who knows when you do get to that place, if you mm-hmm. do get to that place that it's still workable with the kids. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I just know from where I sit that that scenario is the most probable.
Yeah.
I'm not probable. I shouldn't say that because that's well, it's like, it's totally going to happen.
Yeah.
It's the most
it's totally happening any minute now.
You know, I'm expecting it. I'm fully expecting
right.
it. I have talked to people that talk that way.
Yeah.
I'm taking this workshop. And I just know this time next year I'm going to be on a show. I know it. I'm like, oh my gosh,
oh my God.
You're so
you're crazy.
You're going to be home.
Yeah,
back in
I know
Hositzville next this time next year.
Oh my
that's
God,
a terrible attitude.
Yeah, it's about the marathon. It is not the sprint, and that's
yeah.
one thing I learned after years of being like, why am I not on TV yet?
Yeah,
why am I not a regular?
It takes
regular
a gajillion years.
It takes
and for
forever.
Some people, it's like. As soon as you land.
Yeah.
Good for you. But
yeah.
then, you don't, you know, the show gets canceled and then you don't work again for like, oh, so
for
this
like
is what it feels
years.
Like.
Yeah. Welcome to the club.
Oh my gosh. I there was a great quote after the shows that I've been on that have canceled and there's just that tremendous letdown.
Yeah.
Which you kind of expect.
Sure.
But because you always have to be on in that place of expecting something to be canceled,
mm-hmm.
which is just a weird place to live. You have to become really good at detachment.
Yeah,
which is so odd because you're. I mean, but in theater, did you did theater,
mm-hmm.
and so you
yeah.
do this show, and you're so close,
you
and you're going to be the best friends forever,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and then you don't see them again, like
yeah.
ever.
Yeah, I've heard that about big stars on these huge blockbuster movies. They're
yeah.
like for 6 months at a time, they're like best friends, and they're in the trenches. They're making these great movie, and then they may not ever see them again.
Right.
They do like the red carpet, the press stuff, and
mm-hmm.
then yeah, you never.
And
see
then you
them.
Might bump. You'll probably bump into them again at mm-hmm. some point because it's such a small business. Because I mean, you're probably at the phase too where you like work mm-hmm. with the same people
mm-hmm.
a couple of times at least.
Sure.
But there's this great quote. I don't know who said it, but it's, I've learned that in this business, disappointment and rejection are an occupational hazard.
Yeah.
I was like, I've always sort of kept that spinning in yeah. my head. It's just, that's what it is.
It is. Yeah. And it is, a challenge to marry that with the joy and fun of being a mom
mm-hmm.
and like trying to find that you're, not carry that disappointment over into your everyday life.
Yeah. Is there a box where you can put it?
Uh-huh.
And sometimes the answer is yes. And sometimes it's no.
Yeah.
And sometimes Jane's at an age where I know I can just tell her like, I'm sad today because the show got canceled.
Right.
And I'm going to probably be sad this whole week. Not like, you know, where I can't get out of bed.
Right, but then I'm
just going to sort of have this cloud over my head a little bit.
Right.
Because now it's like, well, what's next? And I'm going to really miss these people. And it was so great. And all the like, oh, they should have done this. And they should have done that. Mm-hmm. And, but that finally dissipates. And so you just move on. It's like, just sort of like bounces off you a little better each time.
Yeah.
But yeah. And not getting the part, just like, can I put it over here? And then so I can be fully engaged in, with my child.
Yeah. And being, and doing your mom duties and all of that. I love that you came on for my first
show. I'm so
glad
I hope I didn't like ramble on because I can just go and go.
No, I know.
Let's talk about rock climbing. Yeah. Let's go.
I want you to come on again. Will you come on again?
Yes, I will.
It really is great to know that you're going through a lot of the same things.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
And that you feel a lot of that stuff. So thank you for talking to me at that Halloween party.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad you were dressed as the Virgin Mary.
I know. And I was like, you're going to be my friend. I'm going to make you be my friend. People can check you out on Twitter, right?
I am on Twitter. I don't.
Are you bad at tweeting?
I'm so bad. Oh, I don't really have anything to say.
It's for the kids.
The kids love it.
The kids love the social media.
I try.
Yeah.
I really try. Some people who are really good at Twitter try to advise me, but I don't. Whenever I'm on anything, I'll tweet it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm bad at the hashtags I'm just terrible.
I'm getting better at it. I'm going to be tweeting the hell out of this podcast.
All right. All right. Well, then I will too. I'll follow your lead. I'll just retweet yours.
Just retweet it all. And it's hasty_Jen, right? I looked it up before you came.
Yes.
If you don't know what your Twitter is,
that's what it is. Thank you for telling me.
It's hasty_@hasty_Jen.
Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious. That's so pathetic. Your website?
Do you have yes, jenniferhasty.com.
You know that one.
I know that
you
one.
You got that one.
Yes. And that's, you can contact me there if you so desire.
You please do.
I've had some interesting requests that come through that website.
Oh, weird.
Because people email you and it comes to your personal account. They don't have your personal account, but
they
ones
don't know.
Were like, we would like you to beat us up.
What?
I know. I've had weird requests.
That's so strange.
Yeah. People are crazy.
I mean, you do it, obviously.
Yes, of course.
A little extra money.
A little extra dough. Well, $10
Listen,
ahead.
We got bills to pay.
Yeah, hey.
Between acting gigs, we moms got to figure something out.
That's right.
To make money. Listen, I won't even tell you what I do. This podcast studio is also for phone sex. Oh, what?
Oh,
here's
my gosh.
Daughter.
I'm so good at that. That's perfect. My side. Hey! Hi, speaking of which.
What happened? Oh, okay. We're going to go. We're going to end our podcast really quick, though. We're going to say thank you, everybody, for listening to the first episode of Motherhood in Hollywood. You want to eat food?
Me too.
Me too. So does Jen. All right, everybody, you can check us out at motherhoodinhollywood.com. Also on Twitter at MIH Podcast. And also on Facebook at Motherhood in Hollywood. We have a big fancy podcast page there. And we'll be back next week with a whole new episode. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Mama funny.
Balls.